This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been a turnaround year at Yahoo, or maybe I should say this has been another turnaround year at Yahoo. The new CEO, Marissa Mayer, has promised to change that company's culture. She's giving out more free lunches. Everybody gets a smartphone, anything they wanted, just not a BlackBerry, that kind of thing. And more substantive stuff, too. Today, Mayer announced another new member of Yahoo's board of directors, one of the founders of PayPal, as it happens, which just about turns over that entire board in just 1 year. Marketplace's Eve Troeh explains what difference that might make.
Corporations have branches, kind of like the federal government. So you can think of the board of directors and the management as two branches that keep each other in check.
The board is there to monitor the management for the benefit of the investors, to ensure that management is running the company effectively.
That's Charles Elson. He studies corporate governance at the University of Delaware. He says board members clock about 6 weeks' worth of hours per year, so a serious candidate shouldn't already sit on lots of other boards. Investors also shouldn't be wowed by celebrity board members, as they have in the past.
The old idea was that you fill a board with as many ex-politicians as you can because people know their names.
Might a jeans and t-shirt startup superstar be today's equivalent? Well, Max Levchin, a founder of PayPal, can lay claim to internet expertise. And in a blog post, he laid out personal reasons for taking the board position, including a sentimental feeling toward Yahoo, which showed him, quote, "computer geeks can start companies that create the future." But Levchin also cited admiration for Yahoo's CEO. That can be a red flag, says Jeffrey McFadden at law firm Steptoe & Johnson.
You have powerful chief executive officers who want people on the board that are going to go along with what the CEO wants to do.
He says federal watchdogs and major investors are scrutinizing the true independence of corporate boards more than ever. They want board members to focus on the long-term health of companies, not quick profits. I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.